around, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
You're listening to Get About with Guide Dogs, and this is the programme for the Guide Dog Association of Victoria. And if you wish to contact them, the phone number is 9 854 4444. This is your presenter, Jackie Stevens, with my faithful guide dog, Katrina. The world changed on September the 11th, 2001.
Big explosion happened. Some guy came out, his skin was all off. I helped him out. This is him all over. There's people jumping out of windows. I've seen at least 14 people jumping out of windows.
I was just standing here watching the World Trade Center after the first plane hit. I just saw a second plane come in from the south and hit the South Tower.
I want to reassure the American people that the full resources of the federal government are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
So what has this got to do with guide dogs? Michael Hingson and his guide dog Roselle were working in the office of Quantum ATL on the 78th floor of the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Michael, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Michael, I'd like to take you back so that we can visualize just an ordinary morning at the office and what happened.
We were in what's called the North Tower or One World Trade Center on the 78th floor. And you get to that generally, unless you really like to climb a lot of stairs, you get to it by taking an elevator that goes straight from the first floor to the 78th floor. And I know lots of numbers and lots of statistics because I listened to Pearson give a speech once about it. The elevator goes at 20 miles an hour. It took 48 seconds to get up 78 floors.
And that's where you were when it all happened?
Yes, my office is on that floor. The elevators are in the middle of the building, and our office is on the south side of the building.
And there you were with your guide dog, Roselle. And you've had your guide dog for about 1.5 years?
Actually, it's closer to 2 years. We got together in November of 1999.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about 21 months.
Is this your first guide dog?
No, this is my fifth dog. I was standing. We had some guests in the building. We had some guests in the office because we were going to be training some people who go out and sell our products. They work for other companies. They're in different sales organizations, and we were going to train them. And I was actually looking for some stationery for my company, for Quantum ATL at the time, and then the building was hit. Now, the building was hit on the north side, so it was hit on the other side from us, and it was hit about 18 floors higher than we were. It was hit about floor 96.
Right.
So it was hit above us, and the building swayed violently. We were very much afraid that the building was going to tip over.
Right. Did you know at first what had happened, or did you think it was just a big wind or maybe a gas explosion?
Oh, no. We knew it was something. We didn't know whether it was an explosion. We thought possibly something had hit the building. When it eventually settled back down, which took somewhere around 30, 45 seconds, there was a colleague in the building, in the room, who looked out, in my particular office, who looked out and said, there's fire up above us and there is debris raining down, and you could hear it actually falling down outside the window.
Right.
So even if he hadn't said there was fire, we knew that something had happened and it was necessary to leave the building. So we got our guests out of the office and sent them to the stairs.
Yeah.
I called my wife and said there was an explosion or something happened and I'm leaving the building. I'll call you later. We tried to power down equipment just on principle of the fact that maybe we would be able to come back in at some point, and if they came in and sprayed with fire hoses, we tried to turn off power. But that turned out to be a little bit more time-consuming than we wanted it to be, so we didn't do that. So we grabbed a couple of briefcases and left the building and left the office.
And you put Roselle in harness.
And Roselle, oh yeah, Roselle's always in harness.
Uh-huh.
And Roselle, as soon as the shaking stopped, came out from under the desk, And I went and I grabbed her because I was right near my desk. And so I took her leash. So she was with me the whole time.
And then you set off for the stairs to get down.
And there were other people who were looking to see what stairwell was best to go to. We all went to the stairwell and we started down from 78 because elevators are turned off. There's no way that you're going to use an elevator to get down.
Of course, of course. And lots of people joined you in the way down.
On the way down at various floors or people caught up to us, yes.
And at first it wasn't scary, but then how did it continue?
It wasn't scary going down. We didn't know that the second tower had been hit. We didn't feel anything. We smelled a lot of jet fumes. It was a little hard to breathe, but we also didn't feel any heat or anything that told us that we were in any more danger, so we just continued down.
Did it surprise you that people were so controlled on the way down?
No, I kind of thought that they would be. You can't really afford to panic, and there are so many people that were supporting everyone that it was pretty easy to stay controlled. When somebody got nervous, we would stop and we would touch that person, or there were firemen coming up, they would say, "Is everybody okay?" And if there was somebody who looked a little bit distressed, they would help lend comfort. So it was definitely a very orderly evacuation.
Now, we heard all about the firemen coming up on the way up and that people were patting them on the back and saying, "Well done," things like that.
Oh, absolutely.
What heroes they were.
Oh, they were. They were definitely heroes to do that.
Okay, so you're on the way down, and I guess it started getting hot at this point.
No, it was just stuffy, and there were all the jet fumes. So it wasn't that it was hot from the fire. We didn't have any of that. It was very stuffy, and it was a little bit hard to breathe for some people because of the fumes. And we were warm just because we were working and we were in a stairwell. There was nothing from any fires or anything like that I could tell.
Right, and how did your guide dog, Roselle, take all that?
She did really well. I mean, the building had stopped shaking, so as far as she knew, we were just going downstairs, and the air felt pretty and smelled pretty foul. But mm-hmm. She did really well. Part way down, or most of the way down, there were places where they had bottles of water, so we gave her water, and we all had some cold water.
And I believe that when you got down to the foyer, she was starting to lick water from the puddles.
She was, because she was very thirsty. Just 78 flights of stairs are a lot of stairs. I think there are 19 stairs in each flight, so 78 times 19, so that's, that's over 1,500 stairs. A lot of stairs, at least it was going down.
Okay, now, your plans initially was to go to your friend's car and to get driven home, but things changed a lot on the way down, didn't they?
Once we got outside, we went, let me explain what happens when you get to the bottom of the stairs. We walked out into the lobby of the One World Trade Center Tower. From the lobby, we walked into the central enclosed shopping mall, and we were all shunted to one end of the whole complex to get out.
This is where we'll leave Michael's story for now. And next week on the RPH Network, we'll continue.
We're watching the plume of smoke and debris just sort of waft across lower Manhattan, and people are lining up at this payphone behind me trying to find out whether their relatives are safe.
In Australia, our hearts go out to the people of America. Not only those who were safely evacuated from the World Trade Center, but also to the families of those who lost their lives. And there has to be a special mention for the emergency service workers, the police, the firemen, and the recovery workers. If you'd like to contribute to the official September 11th relief fund, contact your local Red Cross office for details. You have been listening to Get About with Guide Dogs on the RPH Network. This is the programme for the Guide Dog Association of Victoria, who can be contacted on 9 854 4444. This has been your presenter, Jackie Stevens, with my faithful guide dog, Katrina. Thanks go to my producer, Arthur Stevens. And until next time, catch ya.